On has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
It doesn't get a lot bigger than what we will see Sunday night in Pittsburgh. That said, it will get bigger just a couple of weeks later when the Steelers come to Baltimore. We continue our conversation with Ravens outside linebacker Paul Kruger. Paul, does it create any unique challenges knowing you're going to see the Steelers Sunday night and then 2 weeks later, you're going to see the Steelers again? That's a rare scheduling quirk.
Yeah. It's when I saw that in the schedule, I was, you know, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to create, you know, kind of a, you know, it's so personal already because you know the guys, you play them every year, you know, you face them so much that, you know, you have a, you know, a unique relationship, I guess. You know, you looking guys in the face, you can talk to them because you've seen them before. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how it goes down, but you know, I think it's just going to create a little more competition. You know, it's like getting in a fight with somebody and then you got to go fight him again. I mean, it's just like, I think it's going to be, I think it's just going to increase the competition.
And does that make these run-ins more inclined or less inclined to chirping and trash talking, because you do know them? You probably know a lot about Willie Colon's background, about Mendenhall. You've had experience with them. So do you find guys in these type of rivalries talk more or talk less because you know you're going to see them again?
Yeah, I think talk more. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, competitive spirits going on, especially because, you know, the history, the big games that have been played the last couple of years. I mean, like you said, the you know, 3 points has been the difference in the past. How many meetings was it?
Four in Pittsburgh. And yeah. Four out of the last five overall have come down to a 3-point winning margin.
Yeah, I mean, so that right there can tell you the story. I mean, so I think it's going to increase the trash talking and people being competitive and you know, getting after it. So I'm really excited for it.
And what is your personal style? Are you a big talker before plays, after plays? How would you evaluate Paul Kruger as a trash talker?
Yeah, I'll talk a little trash if I'm having a really good game. No, I'm just playing. I'm not much of a talker. You know, if I feel like a guy's trying to be cheap or, you know, is doing a little bit extra after the play, then I'll get in somebody's face, you know, and I'll you know, talk trash or whatever you want to call it. You know, that's what kind of gets me heated. It gets me intense with people. But you know, if it's somebody who's a clean player and you know, you're just going against each other, then, you know, I don't have too much to say.
Since the regular refs came back, we don't see nearly as many scrums after plays as we saw in that first couple of weeks of the season. It was every other play. There was pushing and shoving and talking after a play.
Yeah.
Do you see a conspicuous difference in the way guys are behaving towards each other after plays because the regulars are back?
I think so. And I think the main reason for that is there's better calls being made. And anytime that's going on, you know, If you get a terrible call, it's going to frustrate you. And when you're frustrated and some guy's in your face trying to defend you or tackle you or whatever, you're going to feel frustrated. You know, it just creates, you know, a lot of negative feelings. I mean, so I think that maybe it'd be where it stems from. I mean, I don't know completely, but I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, if people are okay with what's being called and, you know, is that fair? Did he catch that? I mean, then, you know, then you don't have too much to argue about it, too much to say about it. But, you know, I think that may be where it came from.
By this point last season, you had already seen the Steelers twice. You saw them in the season opener here. You saw them in week 9 there. We are at week 11. So it's been a while since the Steelers saw you. You are still young enough in your career where you should be significantly better Sunday than the last time the Steelers saw you. Where do you want to show the most improvement at a personal level?
Yeah. A big focus for me this year has been just tackling, being more aggressive, being physical on the line. So, I mean, I definitely want to – I don't feel like I've gotten after the passer the way I know I can. And so I want to continue to build on that because I feel like last year I was doing really, you know, really positive things at, you know, on third down. But, you know, this year I've just tried to create a focus on, you know, making sure I'm a dependable guy when it comes to the teams running the ball. So that to me is kind of where I want to shine. I mean, I want to be good on third down, but at the same time, I want to make sure if I'm in there and when I'm in there that, you know, if it comes my way, the guy's going down.
Time to put the finishing touches on our show tonight. Paul, as you begin to start working for the Steeler preparation, practice starts tomorrow. How much of a challenge is it? Will you have to put together two game plans, one if Roethlisberger plays or if he pulls a Willis Reed and shows up at the last minute, and the other if he doesn't play?
Right. I don't think so. I think there's going to be a few little things that we have for Ben to put in, and if he doesn't play, we just won't use those. But as far as the total game plan, I don't think that it's going to be, you know, one entire game plan compared to the next, but I think it's going to be our game plan against the Steelers and then maybe a few little additions, you know, for Roethlisberger. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm completely confident in our coaching staff and what they've been putting together. So I think we'll be all ready to go on Sunday.
And, Paul, I know this is a great chance for the offense against the Steeler defense, but do you look at it as also a chance for the Ravens defense to shine because so much attention is being put on the Steelers' number one defense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think as long as we're putting together good games, it's going to continue to build the hype and everybody's going to be excited and all that kind of stuff, you know. So for us, you know, the stage has been set to, you know, we've got a winning record right now. Things are coming together. We're playing good football. So, you know, the focus and the energy can only grow. You know, of course it can fade a little bit too if you have bad games, but man, I just can't see it. I can't see with our guys and the way everybody wants to win. I mean, I came in here this morning, and half the team's in here, you know, and it's our day off. I mean, everybody's lifting and icing and watching film, and you know, we just have a bunch of guys who want to win in this building. And I think, you know, and that's from the top down. I mean, not just the players, but I would say, you know, as in my opinion, I think we're only going to get better.
Confidence and momentum sets up for a great collision Sunday night in Pittsburgh. For Paul Kruger, I'm Jerry Sandusky. Thanks for joining us tonight on Ravens One-on-One.